How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
This is one of these great stories that one of my two outstanding producers found on a Hummel. Actually, I have three producers. One of them's not here. He's off air, but he still works hard. Damn it, we love him. A man gets 120 days in jail for traumatizing his kid. This is crazy. This happened in Bristol, Connecticut. 120 days in jail. Police say he took the pet fish, like a goldfish, right?
Yeah.
During a domestic dispute. And this 33-year-old man, Juan Vega, who has pleaded guilty Tuesday to breach of peace is the charge. As part of a plea deal, a charge of cruelty to animals was actually dropped. But police say they responded to a call of a domestic disturbance on April 27th. He was arguing with a woman and he damaged property at the residence. The woman's 9-year-old son, not even his son, told officers that the family's pet betta fish was killed.
Aw.
He chopped the fish in half in front of the kid.
Oh.
That is a horrible human
being.
That
is really.
Number one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fish, you know, you buy at a pet store. I mean, they die all the time. You flush them down the toilet.
Well, I mean, even if you had like a stuffed animal as a kid and someone ripped it up in front of you, that could be damaging.
Still a dick move, right?
Yeah.
But apparently it's illegal. And to do that to a kid, 120 days in jail. It got me thinking, what do we do? All right, you don't have kids, but Ryan and I have kids.
Mm-hmm.
What do people do around their kids all the time that's totally legal, that should be illegal? Totally legal, but should be illegal. You should be able to get 120 days in jail. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Ryan, what do you or your wife do around the house that could traumatize one of your small, beautiful kids?
No, I think, and this is something that I've really tried hard not to do so much around my kids, is there are parents that just swear left and right, drop F-bombs around their kids.
Oh, I'm going to prison.
Have absolutely no regard for, you know, their 3-year-old running around. So I think excessive swearing around your 3 or 4-year-old toddler, either that or smokers while you're pregnant.
Smoking around your kids.
That's true.
At all.
Yeah.
Totally legal.
Yeah.
But you should get jail time for that. If you're blowing your stupid, gross cigarette smoke in your kid's face, you should go to jail.
I worked with a woman in a bar who was noticeably pregnant and she'd go on cigarette breaks. And I'd kind of say something to the other bartenders who were also smokers, and they defended her. They said it would actually be worse if she stopped smoking because the stress on her body would affect the baby. And I Googled that, and that is fake news.
That is not cool.
I was like,
at all.
What? I'm like, well, how much stress are you going to go under by quitting smoking? And you'd be fine.
When I was a kid, both of my parents smoked, and they smoked around us. We'd be in a car just hotboxing it, just full of smoke. And it just, nobody thought of anything. Set in the 70s and the 80s, it was just normal to, like, we would go to a pizzeria on like a Friday or Saturday night. There was a place over on Florida Avenue.
Back when they were called pizzerias.
Well, it was like this weird, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was like a pizza joint bar, but it had like a little kid section in the back with arcade games, full smoking, full alcohol, a band on stage. So it was like a honky-tonk for the family. It was called Shakey's. And if you've been in Tampa as long as I've been in Tampa, 727-579 or 800-771-1025, 579-1025, Shakey's was the joint. And now, I don't know what it is now, but it's like right on the corner of like Waters and Florida Avenue, if you ever go in that area of Tampa. But we would go there, and you could just cut the smoke through the room, like with your hand. You just swat it out of your face, but we didn't care. We were going to go play Pac-Man while my parents got drunk and smoked cigarettes and listened to the band and then drove us all home.
Mm.
It was normal. There was a bunch of families doing it. Now it's a completely different world. But yes, that is one thing. If you smoke, that was going to be my answer. If you smoke in your kids' faces and a cop sees it, you should be able to go to jail. That's my opinion. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. What do you think, Anna? What is something that you see parents do around their kids all the time and you go, ugh, not cool?
Mostly just with like supervision and germs.
Yeah.
You know, like I'll see these kids just like hacking on their hands and they're touching everything.
Dirty brats.
And the parents don't care.
Yeah.
The parents don't care. That's a pet peeve of mine because that affects me because I'm old now. So
I don't like texting and driving. I don't like watching people text and drive. And I see it like, 100 times a day. And I can always tell because somebody's driving like really slow in the left lane. Then I drive by them. I have to whip around in the middle lane to go around them. And it's some dumb bitch, like face right in the phone. They can't, they're driving 30 miles an hour because like apparently they think that's safe, to do that. But it's not for everybody driving behind them. But then they'll have four kids in the car watching them do this dumbass maneuver. And now they're teaching their kids, oh, this is how you're supposed to drive.
Right.
When you start driving, make sure you have a cell phone buried in your face like your dumbass mom. And that also, not only do you get a ticket for texting and driving, but if you're teaching your kids to be a moron, 120 days in jail. That's automatic. 120 days in jail. How about this? Like you were saying with supervision and stuff, how about if you act like a jerk off in public around your kids, 120 days in jail?
But it depends if that's justified or not.
No.
Like,
no,
are you making a big deal out of something that's a big deal?
No.
Or are you just being a jerk off parent?
A jerk off. Like,
yeah,
you're being a jerk off in public.
I totally think there are things that don't necessarily warrant jail time per se. But
no, 120 days.
There are things like this guy cutting the fish, and I don't know if jail time
yes.
is sufficient. I don't know about that.
You ruined the kid's brain. Like the kid's flipping out for the rest of his life. Now every time he sees a fish, he's like, hey, Summer, going to Long John Silver's. No!
I don't know. I think jail time's a little harsh.
We're going to Red Lobster.
Johnny, how crowded are our jails right now?
Not crowded enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All the texting and driving going on. Becca, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, Johnny B. I was calling in. I think you can already go to jail, obviously, for shoplifting, but I think shoplifting in front of your kids, you should get like an additional charge for.
Absolutely. I think if you do anything that's already illegal with your child in the room or involved or even participating under your supervision, it should be a double or triple sentence. Because we just did a story recently on a lady that had her 14-year-old daughter helping her shoplift at like a Walmart. So totally agree, Becca. Good call.
Yeah, well, I work retail, and I see it all the time.
Yeah.
And right now, people are back to school shopping,
uh-huh.
and it's appalling to me. Like, mother, daughter, like, young kids, like, 8, 9-year-olds. It's insane.
It's gross, and absolutely. And most of the time, kids, they don't just become scumbags. They learn scumbaggery, and I've seen it.
Right.
I've seen it more times than none, where a kid is stealing at 10, 11, 12 years old, and you look down, and their parents got a rap sheet. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
If you're a scumbag, end it right there. You be the last, link in that scumbag chain. Don't keep it going. Appreciate the call,
yeah,
Becca.
I got another one.
Thank you. Yeah.
When parents dress their kids like baby sluts.
Yes!
I'm like, why is that toddler that can barely walk wearing high heels and
uh-huh.
a crop top?
Yes.
That's unnecessary. You're a bad parent. Bad.
This, yeah, you're whoring up your kid. Set along the same lines. When I was coaching football, when a parent is abusively, like, if that's a word, when you're on your kid because you're trying to live through them, vicariously through them, because you're fat and unathletic, and you're yelling at your kid because he's not running fast enough, and you're embarrassing
was
him
this
in front
you?
Of him. No,
oh, okay.
No. I was a motivational kind of guy.
Oh, okay.
But I would never shame my son and treat him badly. I would never do that, and I wouldn't do it to the kids I coach. I like to try to. I almost was funnier than I was stern at times because I felt like if I can get the kids to love me and they would play harder for me. Instead of being this guy that's like, you're a piece of crap. I'm 9. Yeah, you're a 9-year-old piece of crap. You can't do that. Like, I think parents that are overly aggressive when it's in sporting and you mentioned the kid pageants and all that stuff. That's criminal to me. Like, you're really messing your kid's head up. Yeah, that's why you get these kids that become anorexic, and you got these kids that end up treating their kids bad and everything else because their parents are just, they have their own agenda, and then they take it out on some kid that's fragile. cutting a fish in half. What a jerk off. I mean, if anything, swallow the fish whole, like some sort of a fraternity prank. Brandon, what's up?
Johnny, love the show, and I've got to be honest. I'm the pot calling the kettle black. The people driving, texting while driving, drive me absolutely insane.
Yeah.
But part of my job is driving for all day long, so I drive 8 to 10 hours between service calls.
Damn, sir.
And I have to be flat out honest with you. I literally have a way to set my phone up, and I will watch hours upon hours of Netflix and Amazon Video while driving.
Ooh, son of a bitch. Wow. Do you do it with your kids in the car?
I don't have any kids, and I do it in a company vehicle, but it's to the point where
You're genius, bro.
I love this guy.
That's genius.
I drive so much, and I'm so used to it.
I love it.
That I can do it and without even watching a show. Like, I watch stuff that I've already seen before.
This guy has he has Ozark paused right now while he's making his phone call.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I would actually have to actually see what's going on the screen. I can just kind of listen to it.
Yeah.
And if I'm in an area where I can't get 102.5, that's what I do because there's nothing else good on the radio. I like the little promo.
I like that.
But I do it every day, but when I get behind somebody or drive past somebody that is just so blatantly not paying attention to anything but their phone,
right,
it drives me insane, and I set off the train horn on my van.
I love it, dude. And you can see it at night more than anything. I'll be on Howard Franklin coming home from this show, and you can see the glow coming from inside people's cars in their face, and it's like, what do you do? My phone is on a mount on my dash. And if I do text, I use voice to text every time. I hit the button, I voice to text, and then I continue to watch the road. I did a Facebook Live Q&A yesterday on the way into the studio on 275, but I wasn't looking at my phone. It was kind of, you know, off to the angle. And every now and then I would look at the chat, but it's 1 second at a time. There's people that bury their faces in their phone. And I say, if you do that in front of your kids and you're teaching them to be future morons and to endanger other people's lives, you should go to jail for it. Absolutely. Thanks for the call, man.
And those are the same people that flip you off and act like they're going to get in a fight with you because they sat at a red light for 20 extra seconds.
Yes.
Because they had to send it. Yes. And they weren't paying attention.
I give them the horn every time. I give them 3 seconds. I go 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. Beep, beep.
You're generous, bro.
I know. Somebody, you know, look, I've been the guy at the green light looking at Facebook. I get it.
Okay, we've all done it.
Right.
But,
and I've gotten people that honked at me, and you know what I do? I gun it. I'm like, oh, I got to make up 5 seconds for this person, so I really haul ass to make up. The people that do it, and then they you have to honk like 5 times, screw them. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Later, man. Love this guy. I love his honesty. You know what I mean? He's like, I watch TV. F all, y'all. I'm on the clock.
I just don't know why he prefaced it with, I hate texters, and then told us that he watches Netflix while he drives.
Hey, everybody's not perfect. You know what I mean? Mike, what's happening? You're on the Johnny B Show.
What's up, Johnny B? You're doing an awesome job as usual.
Thanks, man.
I just want to say, you've probably seen it a few times yourself, but when parents take shifts going inside and outside the casino, one watches the kid while they...
Yeah.
The other one goes inside and gambles and back. And
ugh. I've seen that way too many times. Mike, I've actually seen it in a casino where there wasn't shifts, where they just leave their kids, and this has happened many, many times. I've worked in many casinos, and I've seen it to where the cops get called out, and the parents go to jail, and the kids get taken into protective custody because they're in there playing a slot machine. Criminal. That is actually criminal, but they should really throw the book at them and find these kids some better foster parents. Because there's a lot of great foster parents out there, a lot of people that want to take care of kids that are being neglected because of pieces of crap like that. Good call, though, buddy. I appreciate that.
Hey, speaking of being at traffic lights, what really pisses me off are those people that when you get to the right turn that says no turn on red,
yeah,
and you're not turning on red,
right,
but the guy behind you's laying on his horn because you're not turning on red.
Yeah.
Because the sign says not to turn on red.
I never have to worry about that because I turn on red because I'm a rebel, Ryan Adams. I am.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I wouldn't honk at you, though. Like, if you were in front of me, I'd be like, all right, I guess we got a law-abiding citizen. I'm cool. I'll just go check out Facebook. You know what I mean? But if I'm in the front, I look around. I like to gamble. I'm a gambler.
Do you not jaywalk, Ryan Adams?
Oh, no.
That variety?
I am the best jaywalker you will ever meet in your life.
Do you ever overcook white rice? Do you ever do that? Huh?
It's kind of... Yeah. Huh? I mean, I'm not...
You clean-cut American
He's Italian.
Sweet boy.
Can't do rice.
Italian. He does risotto.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.